If you don't know now, you do know this is Guns the Gun Show live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. Always an honor and a privilege to speak with this one. He is gearing up for another, well, what is summertime without everyone's favorite tour, the Vans Warped Tour? Kevin Lyman, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Early morning out here in California, hanging out with my dog and watching the squirrels raid my bird feeder. So, normal morning around the Lyman house.
Sounds like the circle of life right there going on. So
exactly.
Listen, so it's all happening once again. You made the announcement a couple weeks ago. Obviously, this year, I mean, I guess, first of all, what are people going to see different from last year to this year? What can people expect this year at Vans Warped Tour?
I kind of that it's back to kind of the basics. You know, I think it's good balance. Like, we've always had that good balance of some of the, you know, elder statesmen of this era. You know, that, you know, we've got the Sum 41s, the Newfound Glories, the Yellow Cards, you know, the Charlotte 303. Some of those, bring us a lot of those bands back, kind of how we used to balance it with a lot of the old punk bands and some of them when they were younger. And then, you know, the new bands, the Issues, the Sleeping with Sirens. I think it's a good balance. And then, you know, we went real heavy with those two monster stages this year, you know. I joked about, you know, the kids that, you know, the heavy kid that doesn't like Warped Tour, I'm going to build up a dark tunnel to crawl through and come up in the monster zone, hang out for 9 hours and watch the bands and leave and pretend like they were never at the show.
Right. Well, I mean, if anything, I think just when the lineup came out, you literally went back to some of the veterans. I mean, you know, it seems like, you know, the Authority figures are back out there. You know, the Less Than Jakes, the Every Time I Dies, the bands that, you know what it's about, so there won't be any fucking around. Like, people know, like, this, it's bringing back fun. The barbecue is going to be fun once again, you know?
Yeah, you know, last year, you know, we don't want, you know, go back, you know. I always like, you know me, I like to move forward.
Yes.
You know, we've addressed some of the things that, you know, weren't even part of the tour last year, but they're, you know, part of the scene. You know, that's why I'm working with these organizations like Voice for the Innocent. You know, I said I was going to design a course for artists to take, but I think it also comes down to the artists. You know, we used to have those artists out there that kind of mentored the younger artists. And, you know, when Buddy said, where's bands like the Dropkick Murphys that, you know, put me in a chokehold and tell me what to do, you know, and tell me how it's to run. And, you know, bringing some of these guys back, I don't want to throw in chokeholds on people, but, you know, it's kind of that mentoring thing. And I think, I'm looking forward to it. I want to go out and have some fun. You know, it's hard work. We're trying to do, you know, some good out there too. And, you know, but it's about having fun. And I've always figured that out. And, you know, how can you not have fun with Real Big Fish and Less Than Jake and all those guys? You know, people that I can actually say are closer to my peers and people I can hang out with.
Now, is Warped Tour going to be small? Like, if people go to check out Warped Tour this year, it's fewer or less stages, but is that so it's more concise, or just, I mean, but you still have such a diverse band list here. So what can people expect that way?
It's a bit more focused. You know, this tour is getting real expensive to keep out on the road. And, you know, when you put something out on the road and, you know, our ticket price, you know, crept up to that about $50 level with, you know, parking, with the Ticketmaster fees. It's hard to put this tour out on the road. So, you know, I wanted to be able, you know, and artists, like we're talking about, their economic thing, you know, I want to make sure they can come home with some money, you know, and go out on tour. So, you know, to make this work, we just, you know, we tighten it up. You know, we don't have 1,000 people on the road. You know, we're going to still be around 800. We'll still be a massive tour. But it's just, you know, it's just, you know, tighten it up a little bit, you know, and that's really what I had to do. And I don't think we're cutting down on the entertainment value for anyone, but, you know, I really wanted to keep this going and, you know, I just had to make some moves, you know, like going on sale later and things like we did. And it doesn't seem to affect it in any way.
And people can always expect, you can follow, of course, you can go to VansWarpTour.com and Twitter, Vans Warped Tour. You're starting kind of almost on the East Coast, like, this year compared to past year. So it's a little bit of a different routing. Of course, you guys have that day off, though, for the APMAs up in Columbus, Ohio, kind of like breaking it in half. And, I mean, when you went in, as far as the bands to go for, what were you looking for? Because you have, like, some of the best of the new. So, like, Against the Current, that band's going to be fucking huge. You know what I mean? Then you broke.
Yeah. I just settled down. I got home, thought through things. Really, you know, just really kind of, well, almost went into isolation for a couple months.
Yeah. It's true. I did leave you alone. I was like, let Kevin just do Kevin's thing, you know?
went back into myself and really, you know, kind of thought where I came from, you know, 22 summers ago when I was doing this. And, you know, I think Against the Current, you know, that's a band that, you know, I started listening to, I checked out, and I go, you know what? this is something I could really get behind. And I think, you know, people are going to get it. And they're going to develop into a great live band. And, you know, some of these younger bands like Sykes, you know, from the UK. I mean, a few years ago, I was in Florida, and I pretty much heard them on the curb. And so that band, one day, I have to have them on Warped Tour. And the opportunity has arisen to bring a band like Sykes. And, you know, then you bring back, so we got some, you know, Masked Intruder, Teenage Bottle Rocket.
Yeah.
There's going to be some punk and kind of, you know, the Interrupters. It's a great band. So, I don't know. I'm excited about it. I think the feedback overall, you know, you're going to have those haters, a kid like that. But, you know, it's pretty hard, you know. Most nowadays, you know, most of the time when someone goes that way, most of the kids just go, hey, stay home.
Yeah.
You know, we're going. Stay home. Who cares?
What I like about what you did this year, and it kind of brings me back to perhaps like that old Warped Tour, but also with the best of the new. Because, all right, so you have, like we mentioned before, you have your Newfound, you have your Sum 41, you have the Yellow Card, you have the Less Than Jakes. All right, so you have that top tier level right there, obviously with like Real Big Fish and some others. Mm-hmm. Then you have like the ones that kind of grew up on the Warped Tour and now have become fucking like huge in their own, like in their own right. So it's like Mayday Parade, The Main, Somerset, fucking you know, like those bands that, you know, kind of were that mid range. And then the best of the new, which is like Knuckle Puck, Against the Current, Real Friends. I mean, right there, that should cost you three times as much just to see those bands I just named.
You know, when you say The Main and Mayday Parade, you know, those are bands, you know, Mayday, they used to follow the tour around, sell CDs in the parking lot. And I look up to those bands. I just hung out with them down in Florida at an event I was speaking at, and they were playing at. We were hanging out, and I was like, you know, you guys are you know, have a great story to tell. You know, you hung in there, and you didn't hit it, you know, big right away. You hung in there. Your music, you know, your music's come around to connect with a larger audience now. But the reason everyone stuck with you was because you were nice people. You know, I'll never forget a few years ago when we were over in Europe and we were traveling around, and it was sleeting and cold, and there was the Main out there meeting every kid in line, you know, shaking their hand, out there hustling. And it still goes back to the hustle. You know, they hustle, their music's come, you know, their music's developed, the crowds have embraced them. So I've got to back bands like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you got bands like 303 who kind of went off and did a bunch of other things in their lives, but they're such good dudes. And, you know, they're connecting in a new way with an audience, and, you know, it's hanging out with those guys, you can't go wrong.
Right, so. One of the most entertaining live shows by far. And they started like 6-7 years ago on the Warped Tour. You know, they all came out with their fucking 303 hand signal at the time, you know, back in the day.
Yeah, you know, and then, you know, now they've gone on. And some of these bands, you know, like those guys have great careers writing songs for others and, you know, doing movie scripts and all these things, but you still want to get out and play live, and there's no better place than a Warped parking lot to kind of go out there and have a good time.
What do you want to say for everyone? You can go to VansWarpTour.com. You can check out Vans Warped Tour, Kevin Lyman, all Twitter, et cetera. For those that perhaps haven't gone to Warped Tour the last couple of years, perhaps might just not be familiar with it, or those that might be on the cuff or on the edge of going for this summer, what do you want to say to them?
Well, you know, it's one of those things. You know, we've kind of taken this platform that, you know, Warped Tour is about music, education, and philanthropy. You know, grab your cans of food. We're doing the canned food drives. The blood drives have started. I mean, we had over 1,200 inquiries to run blood drives, and they've started, and it looks like we're doing over 200 of them across the country. So we're not, you know, we're hanging in there, and we'll keep doing what we do. And, you know, it's not for everyone, but there's going to be a great group of kids out there and have, you know, and it works. We're here. We're still around 22 years later, guys. And it is the longest that, you know, you don't want to sit on your laurels, and you can't in this business. But we have, you know, we are the longest running tour there out there. You know?
Unbelievable. And now I know you're also involved with the tour I was talking about before, this upcoming The Taste of Chaos tour, which is, dude, what a fucking lineup. I mean, because, you know, talk about the homies like Dashboard and Take It Back Sunday and Saosin with Anthony Green, and then Starline's doing some dates in the early November. Talk about Taste of Chaos, man, because first of all, it's back, which rules.
Yeah.
But what a lineup, man.
Yeah, well, we thought, you know, John and myself, we did that one show out here in October.
Yeah.
We did a back-to-back weekend, so we did that Taste of Chaos tour, and then we did that It's Not Dead Punk Fest. That was awesome, 21,000 people in the afternoon.
Jeez.
But, you know, we thought that maybe this was time that maybe these bands get back together, and we go out and, you know, hit it, and I think we're doing about 35 shows. We start in June, just about 3 weeks from now. We're kicking it off in Chicago, and it'll be going around the country. So going to be a busy summer. I think I've got like, you know, 77 shows over about 2.5 months.
Nice, man. And literally it's going all over. So, I mean, this summer's gearing up for great tours because you have a Warped Tour. You can always go to more than one date. And with this many bands, when you really stop and think about and read this lineup, man, there's so many bands that you will want to see. And we urge everybody to go out. Don't call it a comeback for Warped Tour, but, I mean, this lineup, though, dude, is fucking what you needed to do, man. It's sick, dude.
Yeah, you know what? Last year was just a really super young lineup, you know, and I was very happy with that lineup. It was very young, though. It's, you know, now... You know, and it was, you know, I think we kind of found that balance again, and that's really what I wanted to do, you know, find a balanced lineup. It was great that a lot of those bands contacted me and said, hey, you know what, Kevin, we're going to put out a record, or we're getting back together. And, you know, a few months ago, I went and hung out with Benji and Joel, had lunch, we talked about it, and, you know, it feels that, you know, when those guys come back, it means a lot in their lives. And then you take Les and Jake, who, you know, I think the last time they were with us, cross that 1 year on the Warped Tour of right. days, and now
oh yeah, they had
the T-shirt. Second full year out there with us.
Yeah, they had that T-shirt. I remember absolutely.
Yeah.
And you mentioned like so you can see like some even like Good Charlie doing Select and like. You know, bring back so Good Charlie doing some dates and some other ones will be doing some Select dates as well. And that's the beauty about Warped Tour for those one-off and those special dates as well. So,
yeah, we're going to have a bunch of surprises I can't announce, but you know, it's when we do it, you know, like Bullet for My Valentine coming back and playing some shows with
nice.
Us.
Nice.
You know, then, and that's going to be great. Motionless and Light, you know, those bands, you know, the monster stages are going to be happening and you're going to come out and see, we're going to have six stages that pretty much look like main stages. And then we're going to have that label stage and, that label stage, I went to the labels this year and said, give me the one that's going to represent you best out there and also be my future headliners.
Yeah.
So, you know, sitting with Rise and Fearless and Hopeless. And, you know, and I said, you know, send me, you know, the guys who really and girls who really want to work hard out there and be the next headliners of Warped Tour.
Right. And that's always been the beauty about Warped Tour, the fact that you can see a band, you know, in the past, it would be like the Maine or May Day playing the Ernie Ball stage or back in the day, or even like Envy on the Coast walking around, you know, there's nothing better than holding up pieces of cardboard with your name on it and that band becoming huge and finding out about them on the Warped Tour. And in the end, that's what it's all about, man. And also great charities and awareness, tents and everything. You can learn a lot from coming away from Warped Tour. And you did it, man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's that whole question about HB2 down in North Carolina and, I said, we're going to go to North Carolina. We're going to have organizations out there because the youth will actually change this country. I mean, we don't want to get into too much politics here, guns, but, you know, we're at a turning point in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, punk rock always had a voice. It always rose during really interesting times of our culture. And I think this is going to be one. So, you know, we're going to have a lot of organizations out there. You can learn. You can have fun. And if you're having fun, your mind opens up to allow you to learn.
It's a way to do it, especially, you know, what better way to do it than the Warped Tour. We got a final question here. Blink is back. Blink is sort of back, but I know Blink used to do Warp back in the day, and it's on the Urethra Chronicles video that I had, the original videotape and all that. What do you remember most about Blink, and are you as stoked as I am for that they're back?
Well, am I stoked? Yeah. I mean, you know, everyone's got to go out and play their music. I mean, I just have such fond memories of them being on my tour bus in 1997.
Yeah.
They couldn't afford a tour bus, so they rode on my bus with me.
Oh, my.
And we had a really, you know, fun. I can imagine a summer with Blink 182, my production, all the, you know, the women that worked for me in production, and everyone traveling down the road and sitting up late at night, you know, prank phone calling venues and just, they were great. You know, it was fun. Mark and Tom. And then, you know, back then Scott was still in the band.
Yeah.
And they traveled around and we rode around and we went to lakes and we went swimming on days off. Just had a great time. They're good people. You know, I just haven't seen them in a long time. You know, I crossed paths with Mark last year, but he came out and did DJ'd at that Taste of Chaos show.
Cool.
You know, ultimately, I wish they could have figured out their differences, you know, but I think they've, you know, moved and Matt Skiba's in a good place. And,
yeah.
You know, it's good to see Matt playing and doing so well personally. So, you know, I wish them the best of success this summer.
Yeah, and it's cool. You know, if anything, it brings back, you know, a band like Blink to the mainstream once again. So, you know, at least they're on the charts and we're not just listening to people that don't play instruments anymore, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we need to, you know, I've been at a lot of the big festivals lately and, you know, guitars and bass and drums are almost like an endangered species at some of these things.
Yeah. Well, listen, not at the Vans Warped Tour, and it starts, you know, not too long from now, a little over a month. We also got Taste of Chaos. Kevin Lyman, I appreciate it, man. Always a pleasure.
All right, Guns. Great to see you, and I'll see you this summer.
Absolutely. If you don't know, now you do know. Guns, the Gun Show.